but it's down to Cologne Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the Metro!
Moving pictures on the backfield is coming on! Moving pictures on the far outside, reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace. It is Moving Pictures with a 9-1 stutter and 151.
Lined up on the end of it, trying to reach Mystical Sunshine, and it's Peaceful Way with her brilliant winning way to capture the Armroad
The Grey Gladiator, the Gladiator Gris, la fait encore une fois une 74e victoire en carrière.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. This is your host, Norm Borg, from the studios at Rideau Carlton Raceway, and news in any industry becomes very fluid, and ours is no exception. We just had that interview with Mr. Carper and Weatherly to discuss the situation in Quebec racing when suddenly there was a press conference put on by the association representing the horse people. They have some pretty interesting things to say. We thought you'd want to know, so we'll be talking to their president right after this on Trot Radio. Welcome back to Trot Radio. The Quebec situation continues to develop, and as recently as last week, the representatives of the Quebec horse people held a press conference. This was going on while we at Trot Radio were in the midst of interviewing two different sides of this story, but we thought that because of the content of the press conference, we would speak to the man who hosted it. It is our pleasure to welcome with us Alain Valliere. Do I have that right?
You're correct.
Okay. President of the Horsepersons Association in Quebec. Your group has made some demands that I think we've heard before, but just for the sake of our listeners, Alain, what is it you're asking from the government by way of intervening in this stalemate in Quebec?
Yes. Since the beginning of that whole mess that we are in, the Quebec government hasn't done anything. So the SONAC is the organism who sold all the assets that we had to Attraction Épique. And now we are facing the fact that we are dying for almost a year and the SONAC hasn't done anything. So we are requesting them to get involved because they are still involved. They have a contract with Attraction Épique and we are asking them to come into court and to present themselves as creditors because they hasn't said anything, and in any plan that Attraction Epic will have to suggest in the future, SONAC will have to agree or not with that plan proposed by the by RSM Richter and Attraction Epic.
That's so, right. The people that are looking after this this situation.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, have your lawyers told you that, you know, are you in a position to make that demand? Because my understanding is legally that all bets are off once a petition for creditor protection is in place.
Yes, but no, our lawyers are well aware of that. They are the ones who said, no matter what will happen with the case of the judge, you know, because now we have that cause pending, no matter what will happen with the judge, the SONAC has to get to be involved and has to get into the courtroom and say what their position is. And it is very imperative that the government say something about it and the and what they think about the plan or the proposed plan, because at one point they will have to say what they think to say if they agree or not. So it's very important at this point that they get involved. They cannot stick behind the legal cause that is in court right now because they will have to be involved at some point.
We are chatting with Monsieur Alain Valliere, the president of ATTAC, the group that represents horse people in Quebec. One of the demands you're making is that the Quebec government, in addition to taking back Hippodrome de Montréal, cut off the continuing flow of VLT profits to Attraction Épique.
Yes, you're right. This is what we are asking because in the initial contract signed in 2006, it was mentioned in the contract if Attraction Epic was not fulfilling his is due to the horse industry. It would be the role of the Ministry of Finance to ask Loto-Québec to cut the revenues from the VLTs to Attraction Épique. So since December, we're not having any racing in Quebec, and still Attraction Épique is getting all the revenues from the VLTs from Loto-Québec and is getting the revenues from the off-track betting and the simulcast revenues. So they're having the revenues, but for the horse people industry, there is nothing. We have no racing. We have nothing to count on to support our expenses, because we do still have expenses right now, because we have to feed our horses, and the breeders are in the time that they have to make a decision about the future, because the decision for the breeders that you make today will have an impact in 2011 and 12 and 13.
So what you're saying is, regardless of the fact that this case is before a judge, and I'm not speaking with respect to the possibility that the judge in this case could be in a conflict, the mere fact that, you know, Attraction Épique is under creditor protection, that should not stop Sonac from stepping in and saying, this is what we're going to do now. I always thought that, based on my conversations with people like Mr. Weatherly of Attraction Épique, that things are in a holding pattern with respect to what Sonac can do.
No, Sonac can get involved for sure. So, because, you know, even in the plan that they are proposing or they are prepared to propose, it is mentioned in the request that they propose to the court that they will have to have another contract with Sonac to modify the one that is still in the process and that is still working now. So there will have to be a change in that contract. So because of that, and it is even mentioned by Attraction Épique's lawyer that they will have to get a new agreement with Sonac. So they cannot say, or nobody can say, that Sonac is not involved in that. Mm-hmm. That's why the Sonac and the Quebec government will have to get involved at some point.
I understand. I want to go over just a couple of things then, just to clarify then. ATTAC is demanding that the VLT revenues be cut off, that Sonac step in, take ownership again, repossess, as it were, Montréal and the three other B-tracks. Is that right?
Yes, but in fact, when the Sonac sold all the assets of the Sonac in 2006, Attraction Épique bought for $1 million assets that worth $15 million, and that included Elmer, the training center in Saint-Basile-le-Grand, and all other the assets that were on the four racetracks. So
yeah,
this is what they got for $1 million, and now we are asking the Sonac to get it back, okay, and to give it back to us, because it was belonged by us,
yeah,
and it was taken away by the government to sell it to a private corporation that is not fulfilling its obligations. So for those reasons, we are saying that you made a mistake, you recognize it on February 20th, that it was a mistake and it was a failure. So now you have to correct what you did. Mm-hmm. So now give it back to us.
Okay, and just to be clear, you also want, as part of your demands, for Sonac to resume racing and use the VLT revenues to fund purses, correct?
Yes, to start with, it will be a start. And also you have to think that there will be some betting revenues that will come with
mm-hmm.
it. So,
mm-hmm.
But if you start right now by cutting the VLT's revenues to Attraction Épique and start making a fund, so you won't start from zero when they will start mm-hmm. making racing in Quebec.
I want to ask you one final question, and this comes by way of an email that was sent, a comment posted on the Standardbred Canada website attached to the story about your press conference. I don't know if you read the letter from Monsieur Gilbert Mercier.
I read it, yes.
Yeah, okay. And for the benefit of our listeners, I do want to ask you what your response to it is. I'm going to try and roughly interpret it in English. And what he's basically saying is he doesn't understand why anyone would want to go with the demands that you're making. He says he hopes he's wrong, but feels that ATTAC is missing the boat in refusing the restructuring plan that Attraction Épique is trying to put forward. Gilbert goes on to say that it would be a better idea if you were to consult directly with your members. Is that pretty much what he's saying?
Yes, this is what he said, but what you have to understand that all the horsemen people were called for a meeting in December, and at that meeting, all the members unanimously decided that we wanted the respect of the contract and the initial contract. So that a restructuring plan was not fulfilling that part of the of that contract signed in 2006. So that's why it was, at that time I was not the president, but I was still against that restructuring plan, because it only included three racetracks and 9 million in purses, because everybody is saying that the purses would have been 12, 13, or maybe more. But in fact, the truth is the purses would have been $9 million, and all those purses were funded by Loto-Québec. Nothing was coming from Attraction Épique. So we said that's not normal. You know, the only one that will get through that mess will be Attraction Épique, and there won't be any more industry in Quebec if we do accept that restructuring plan. So Mr. Mercier might have his own idea about what he knows. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you make a comment, you have to be aware and to make sure that you have both sides of the medals, because you cannot make a comment without knowing what the other side is.
Yeah, and that's why I wanted to bring your side to it, because so far it was just a criticism of what ATTAC is doing. I'm a betting man, you're not, but if you were, what kind of odds would you attach to the possibility of there being racing in Montreal this year?
I think it's quite good. You know, we are fighting and we will try hard to get racing in Montreal, and not only in Montreal. We are fighting to make sure that the whole industry in Quebec will survive, and I'm pretty sure it will, because we do have an economic impact on the Quebec economy. So right now, the only thing you hear about the situation and the economic situation in Quebec, and not only in Quebec, in Canada and over the world, is to save jobs. But what you have to understand is our industry is 3,000 jobs in Quebec. So if for the last budget, the Ministry of Finance, Mrs. Jérôme Forget, said that the three main concerns for the government was jobs, 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 we are saying, what are you doing by not doing anything in our case? Because we are talking about 3,000 jobs, and it is very important, and we are making an impact all over the Quebec province. So that's why we are saying to the Quebec government that they have to get involved in the situation. They cannot stay away. They cannot hide behind the legal situation right now.
We'll have to end it there. I do want to thank you for your time and responding so quickly, Monsieur Valliere.
That was a pleasure.
Alain Valliere, the president of the Horsemen's, Horsewomen's Union, as it were, or association in the province of Quebec, ATTAC. Bonne chance, monsieur.
Thank you.
My thanks to Monsieur Alain Valliere of ATTAC, the organization representing Quebec horse people, as he weighs in on the situation as it exists in Quebec. Trot Radio is a presentation of Standardbred Canada. Technical producer Chris Knowles, and is brought to you by Boer Communications. Bye-bye.